Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Farmers who use dicamba herbicides in the soybean crops to fight weeds this year will be subject to some additional regulations to protect surrounding crops. University of Kentucky weed scientist Dr. Travis Leglider says one of the primary changes is a period when dicamba herbicides can be applied.
There's been some additional restrictions placed on the three dicamba products that we can apply to the dicamba beans or the Xtend beans. And one of those will be the addition of a 45-day after planting cutoff date. So last year you could apply dicamba from burn down all the way through R1 soybean to your Xtend soybeans, whereas this year it's from burn down up till R1, so that's a little minor difference there. Rather than through R1, it's till R1.
Dr. Leglider says that change can help the EPA control the final cutoff date for application of dicamba.
The bigger change is that you can only apply up to 45 days after you plant, and that's a way that the EPA was trying to get a little bit of cutoff date in there without imposing an overall date for the whole U.S., because that's fairly hard to do. So it's 45 days after planting you can apply that product up till.
He adds another change involves what time of day dicamba products can be applied.
Applications last year could occur from sunrise till sundown. And this year they've changed it. They've restricted it a little bit further, and that's you can apply from 1 hour after sunrise up till 2 hours prior to sunset. And the whole reasoning behind that is simply temperature inversions.
We'll discuss some other dicamba regulation changes in just a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. UK weed specialist Dr. Travis Leglider says there will be an additional restriction applied in selected counties of the state.
There is an additional buffer requirement for certain counties in the state of Kentucky, and that's an additional 57 buffer on all other sides of the field besides the downwind side field to a place where an endangered species might exist.
He adds those changes only apply to certain areas of the counties where the crops are planted.
That's primarily woodlands, creek banks, anywhere that's kind of more of a wooded area and it isn't a crop field.
We'll continue our conversation tomorrow with an update about upcoming training sessions for farmers and applicators across the state. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.